This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N. Last name is Pomoransky, P-O-M-A-R-A-N-S-K-I. Date of birth is 10-19-1940. Date of evaluation 5-5-23. Facility is Marywood Nursing Care Center. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 82 years old married female who was admitted to this facility on 4/30/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates non-infective gastroenteritis, hypokalemia, neuropathy, glaucoma, muscle weakness, difficulty walking, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, history of large beta cell lymphoma. During my evaluation, patient acknowledged feeling down and reports that her appetite is very poor. Patient reports that she does not like the taste or smell of food here. Patient acknowledged that she had nausea and upset stomach, leading to her hospitalization period. She talked about multiple stressors in her life, including her husband, who has terminal cancer and is reported to be very quote, mean and easily irritable, unquote. Patient also has a daughter with Down syndrome, and up until a couple of weeks ago, patient was fairly active, taking care of them, period. I also spoke to patient's son, Mark, who believes that mom's anxiety goes up with the idea of going home. Which leads to nausea, vomiting, period. Patient also expressed passive wish to die, but denied any intent or plans to harm self. Period, no crying spells. Period, no prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations. Period, no hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph. Review of systems. General CHPI, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal history of nausea, vomiting, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph under histories and habits. Under review of history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Please save that information. Next paragraph under mental status examination. Blood pressure is 154/65, pulse 94, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood dysphoric, thought processes intact, associations with the normal thought content, themes of helplessness, perceptual disturbances, non-level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, recent, with a normal attention and concentration, with a normal language, with a normal fund of knowledge, with a normal judgment and insight, intact. Next paragraph, medications. Current medication MAR reviewed mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS under assessment and plan. Major depressive disorder, single episode, moderate F32.1. Plans increase mirtazapine to 15 milligram QHS to optimize mirtazapine dose. Peer patient may benefit from seeing seniors wellness group psychologist Dr. Beard. Next prayer, number two, adjustment disorder with depressed mood F43.21. Peer staff needs to provide support, encourage participation in activities, therapy, period, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns, check that box. Also check the box. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph. Orders and procedures 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of mirtazapine. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, say goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. Next paragraph, this is the end of dictation.